If there is one animal we only ever think of this far south in this country at state of origin time, it would probably be the cane toad. But for those in the Hawk's Nest and Great Lakes area, have been thinking about them a little bit more often than that. Matt Bell from Mid-Coast Council, he's the senior ecologist there, has got some news for us. Matt, there has been at least one cane toad spotted around the Hawk's Nest area. What's happening? Are we being invaded?
No, not as yet, but it's certainly a cause for us to be aware and alert. Yeah, there was a resident report that a cane toad, which was found dead on the road, apparently, had been detected at Hawk's Nest. So, the highly damaging invasive species we don't want in our area, and it was good that the resident landholder was aware of the identification of the cane toad and alerted authorities. So now we can keep an eye on that locality to see if it was an individual or if indeed there's more out there.
Cane toads are kind of, for us, they're kind of like the boogeyman, aren't they? We know they're way up north and we're sort of a bit scared, we don't want them down here. But of course we remember those videos on the TV from, I guess, a couple of decades ago. You know, you'd see people in North Queensland hitting them in the backyard with golf sticks and swerving to run over them, which we don't want that either. What sort of damage would the cane toads be able to do in our area, Matt?
Oh, it'd be catastrophic. And I think anyone who's travelled up to Queensland or northern New South Wales where cane toads are, they change the feel of you know, natural spaces. They're an incredibly unattractive species to have in the landscape. Biologically, they would be catastrophic. They obviously are poisonous to most Australian animals. So anything that sees a frog as a meal are readily killed by invading cane toads. So quolls and goanna snakes, the full range of predatory animals are killed. They also compete for space in wetland systems with our precious and diverse native frog fauna, and indeed for us they have the potential to kill our pet dogs and cats, and they just change the aesthetics and amenity of places that they invade.
So we know they're bad news for pretty much every animal going, but what about for us? Are they poisonous, venomous to humans?
Yeah, they are. The authorities do suggest that we avoid cane toads, or if we are to capture and handle cane toads, that we do so with protective equipment like gloves and eye protection. The toxin is, I believe, harmful to humans. So it could certainly make us quite sick. So we need to take certain precautions when we're handling cane toads.
Maybe one of those nuclear chemical suits might not be out of order.
No.
Fair enough. So if we do come across one, obviously we need to handle that with care and let the authorities know about it. And I've just had a thought. If you can capture a live one around Hawk's Nest, if they're up and down the street or heading across the bridge to Tea Gardens, maybe the Maroons can have a live mascot for the rugby league.
Well, that's right. It is quite a topical time of the year for the cane toad to be popping up down our way with the game on in Sydney tomorrow night. So, they hopped off the team bus on the way through.
Maybe. That's one way they can get down here. Well, Matt, I'm sorry that we're reporting that we've got some cane toads of the real variety, but you keep your eye on, and if they become a problem, you let us know, OK?
Absolutely, we will, for sure, and we appreciate your letting us talk about it today.
That's Matt Bell from the Mid-Coast Council, their senior ecologist. Cane toads, 2NURFM, it's 27 past 10. What?